Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Kathy. This is Kathy Prohoroff, and today's topic, I want to just lay out a simple basic strategy because I know I have so many women that are struggling to lose a stubborn body fat and weight in their 40s and 50s. There's just something about the stage of life that, number one, looks to be a daunting time of life because we notice the scale increases, we notice our clothes stop fitting as well, and then fatigue starts to hit us like never before. We are losing out on energy and everything just starts to feel like it's breaking down. And I'm obviously not a doctor, but from my own experience, I have felt many of these symptoms. And another thing is then there's all the hormonal shifts from going through perimenopause, like and the night sweats and hot flashes and not being able to sleep and fatigue and all of these symptoms that continue to make it harder to keep ourselves motivated and on track to even care about losing the weight, because at the end of the day, we just want to feel good, right? So if we can start at a very simple place, then move forward as we're able to, things just seem to work better in our favor. So what I've done in terms of our program is changed up a little bit of the structure from weight loss. Now, obviously, we know that in order to lose weight, we need to be in a calorie deficit, and we can do that in two ways. We can either cut back on how much we're eating, or we can increase our movement, or we could do a little bit of both so we can meet ourselves in the middle with that the deficit. The problem with diets, really restrictive diets, is that it cuts us back into a very major deficit. Well, the premise is to see quick weight loss, which happens. But the challenge there is that many times we're losing water weight and also lean muscle tissue that we want to preserve, especially now that we're over the age of 40. So there's a lot of negative downsides to following a restriction diet. So I suggest some basic strategies and steps. And this is mostly where we begin the women that come into our Fitter After 40 program. And so I'm going to lay out the steps for you, and you can definitely achieve some amazing results just by following these. And it feels easy. And in my philosophy that if it feels easy, we'll want to do it. We'll be more motivated to do it. We won't have to talk ourselves into it or find the willpower to do it. And then if it's easy to do it and we get results along the way, don't we want to stick with things that work for us, that feel easy? Yes. So I just answered for you, but I'm assuming that you said yes, and I'm going to jump right into the steps. So grab a pen and paper. This is going to be good stuff. All right. So step number one. First of all, we can't go anywhere if our brain is fighting us. Like if we are in a negative space and we are feeling bad and we're telling ourselves very negative things about ourselves and our abilities, or we think that we're old and we start berating ourselves for not being good enough or waiting so long, or you get it. It becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy that we keep repeating to no end in our minds. And that alone, trust me, it will hold us back. And I'm sure you've had circumstances where you know this is true. So where I always suggest starting is our mindset. And the best place to do this is in the morning and in the evening. So setting out, say, 10 to 20 or 30 minutes at a time in the morning. You could start early in the morning, getting up and just having some time for some prayer or meditation to get your mind in the right space. Maybe writing down in a journal your priorities for that day, things that you want to accomplish. And I would cut that at no more than three priorities. Otherwise, it's just overwhelming. And they say, if we have more than three, we don't have any. So one to three major priorities that you want to focus on in that day. And at that point, you're ready. Like you're ready to go. And in your morning routine, you can add in your workout if you're doing a workout, or you can add in something else. I do start my day with a glass of water. I should say that's like the first thing I do when I get out of bed. Wash my face and I drink my water. I drink my electrolyte water. It has changed everything for me. And that that's a whole nother topic. I will most likely save that for another day, another podcast episode. But I do that. And if you don't have that available, just getting a pinch of pink Himalayan salt into your water will help with the same premise. So I do that. That's my morning routine. That's what I suggest you do every morning. And if you want to double up your good results, I would do that in the evening too. Like just before bed, do a brain dump. Like brain dump any worries you have, anything that would keep you up at night. Just write it down. There's something very healing and cathartic about writing things down. So if you write it down, it literally tells your brain you can stop worrying for right now because we're handling it. And it helps maybe give you some clarity. Maybe while you're sleeping, your brain can work through those challenges. But there's just so many benefits and research done on this that it's worth it. Again, 10 to 15 minutes is all you need. Write down your goals for the next day. Write down the things that you're happy about from the day that you're saying goodbye to, this current day at night, and whatever you're blessed with, whatever you're grateful for, and then following our evening routine. So that's step one. Step number two is your movement or your daily exercise. And the reason I'm going in this order is the prescription that acronym MEDS, take your meds every day, which starts with meditation or prayer. Exercise is the E, diet or nutrition is your D, and then S is our sleep. We also will talk a little bit about relationships and supplements, which is RX. I learned this acronym from Brendon Burchard, who is a motivational speaker and just very sought out high level coach. Anyway, so for your exercise, I suggest getting out of your mind that it has to be hard. Okay. Cause number one, you have to move. You have to move more. And if the one thing that's stopping you from moving more is that it feels hard and you got to go find a program that's going to be worth it and you can't find the equipment or the energy or the time or the money to put down for a trainer or whatever, like stop all those excuses and just move more. So my recommendation is commit every single day. You are going to get 8,000 to 12,000 steps. 8 is your minimum. 12 is your, you can go for higher if you want, but this range alone guarantees that your body is moving, that you're going to get the better results, and that you're not going to be dealing with that stubborn weight that won't budge. Okay. So moving more, that's it. And if you're looking at your screen right now, listening to this going, yeah, that sounds too hard. Let me just give you a little prescription to start with. You're going to do 10 minutes after each of your meals, 3 times a day. So this is my example. Meal one or your breakfast, you eat your food and then you go for a 10 minute walk. Just a very gentle walk. And please, no fat, not fast. It actually will help your digestion, but you don't want to overexert. So don't run right after your meal, but go for a walk. Maybe you put your timer on for 5 minutes. You walk in one direction for 5 minutes. And then when it rings, you turn around and you walk back. Like that's it. And then you do that after lunch or your midday meal. And then after dinner or your evening meal. That alone is going to give you those 30 minutes that you're not already getting. And you're going to be burning calories. You're going to be increasing your metabolism. You're going to be waking up your body and helping your joints and everything else just do what it's meant to do. This alone has changed so much for so many of the clients that I worked with and I'm working with. And it's amazing within just a few weeks how excited they are that their energy levels are increasing. They're feeling better. They are more motivated to move around. They're not as achy anymore. There's just so many benefits to this and it's easy. You don't have to do an exercise program. I give you permission to not ever have to worry about lifting weights if you don't want to. Walk. Start here and you can always decide to do something later, okay? We talked about benefits like weightlifting and resistance training before, but for today, just knowing that you're walking, especially if you're walking outdoors or, you know, on ground, that is a weight-bearing, strength-bearing movement. So that is already helping you improve, okay? So that's your exercise. Now for the diet or the nutrition. Here's where things usually go crazy because most people want a meal plan. They want to follow something. And in my experience and my own experience, as well as working with clients, meal plans do not work because they are only temporary. They don't teach you anything. It is not sustainable for the long run and we don't learn anything. And it's not even a meal plan that fits our life. It's what somebody else has given us, right? So what I encourage you to follow is our portion plate system. 4x4, which means you eat 4 times a day, 4 hours apart. Wake up in the morning. Now you can start in the morning. If you're not a breakfast person, then you're going to start your first meal at lunch. Okay. So that's one option, but the rest of this is the same across the board. You're going to split up a plate in half. Half of the plate, you're going to fill it with vegetables or fruits, okay? The other half of the plate, you cut that in half, so now you have 2 quarters. On 1 quarter, you fill that with your lean protein source, like say your chicken, your fish, your cottage cheese, your eggs, like whatever you like for protein, you're going to place it there. On the other quarter, you're going to do your complex carbohydrates. Think your sweet potatoes, your brown rice, your couscous, your quinoa. I mean, your white rice for all I care. Like just get in some carbohydrates there. And then you can always try to healthy it up later if you want to go more complex, like brown rices and you know, things that are a little bit more hearty. Now you also want to get a dollop or two of your healthy fats, like say a little bit of olive oil in there, or a little bit of avocado, or something that has that healthy fat in there. And that is how you split up your plate, right? You can cook up whatever you want with those, but those are like, that's the premise. That's the items that you want to get in 4 times a day. So you're going to have that for your meal one. Wait at least 3 or 4 hours at the max. Don't go more than 4 hours. That's why it's called 4x4. Don't go more than 4 hours because you risk feeling depleted. You risk craving foods. You risk going into the zone of grabbing foods that you shouldn't be eating because you're too hungry to think. So make sure 4 hours is your cap. 3 hours sometimes works better for me. You probably won't feel hungry any sooner than that. If you shouldn't, if you're following the system. If so, then you might need to fill your plate a little bit more. But that's the basics of this process. Four of these meals, spaced 4 hours a time. And then after that fourth meal, you stop eating. Preferably it's 3 hours before bed. And then now you're in a fast. So from 3 hours before bed all the way till your next meal the next day, you're literally in a fast. So if you have ever looked up or done intermittent fasting, it's pretty much like that. And the good news is most of those hours you're sleeping, right? So that's your nutrition. Start there. The last one we talked about, S, is sleep. And in this, I would suggest, because you can't force yourself to sleep, so you really just have to calm the mind and the body down. And it's going to take some time if you're really struggling, but I want you to just give yourself some time, be calm about it, don't overstress about it, and follow this 3-2-1 process. Again, I've learned this from Brendan Burchard too. I learned some great things from him. But this worked amazingly, so I've added it into our program. Because it's simple and it helps women that are overly stressed out, dealing with a lot of high cortisol and lack of sleep and all the things that are going on right now in this time of life, to just let our bodies and minds relax enough to sleep better. And it'll take time, but it has to happen. You have to be consistent with this practice. So the 3-2-1 method is 3 hours before you go to bed, you don't eat. Okay. So, you know, if you're going to bed at 10, that means you stop eating your foods at 7 o'clock. Okay. And you can do your math and figure out your own 3 hours. But what I will say, if you want to have, say, like sip on herbal tea or soothing drinks, nothing with sugar in it, please. But anything that you need for that, that's fine. I mean, I drink my electrolyte water and my teas, but no foods, because that will mess up with your sleep. Your body's digesting the foods. There's too much going on to be able to sleep soundly. And also you risk getting in the way of your nighttime fasting. So 3 hours before bed, no foods. 2 hours before bedtime, no work. That means you're not answering emails or any kind of work-related items, even your kids' school or whatever. Like anything work-related for anybody, or day-to-day, daytime things, weekday items, get that off your list. No more emails, no more phone calls, no more texts, nothing to do with work, because that keeps your brain working on autopilot. Worries about what do I do next, worries about a project, or this I have to do, or that I have to do. Cut it. 2 hours before bed, it doesn't exist. It will be there tomorrow. Okay. So you got to keep practicing this. It's not going to be easy in the beginning. Your body is going to fight you, but you got to be very diligent and treat it like a little child that keeps roaming off, and you keep grabbing their hand and bringing them back to where you want them to sit. That's what you're doing with your brain in these changes. 1 hour before bed, no screens. Yes, that means no TV. Yes, that means no phone. So no texting, no social media, no laptop, no computer, nothing. No screens means no screens. It doesn't mean, oh, well, I could just do this. No screens, because that messes up. Again, your eyes are seeing that light, which tells your brain it's daytime. And then whatever you're watching, you're looking at, it gets your brain to be activated. So it wakes you up. Again, you're not giving yourself the time and the luxury to have that downtime. You'll get up a little bit early the next day. Remember, you got a morning routine to get to, so you can get back to whatever you want to catch up on, or you plan it for the next evening, at least, you know, before that block off time of an hour before bed. So again, if you're going to bed at 10, you shut off your screens at 9. Well, I know people say, well, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do. That's all I do is I watch TV and I'm on my social media. You can find things to do. It's going to take some creativity, some practice. Trust me, you're going to love it. Maybe you get a book, go to the library, get a book, order a book on Amazon, read a book, right? To have some herbal tea next to you, put on your cozy PJs, get a blanket, lay down and read a book. It's so just amazing. You're just going to feel like, what is this world? I feel so relaxed. Maybe take a bubble bath, maybe do yoga. Of course, you can't watch it on YouTube, so you're going to have to do your own practice or have like a, you know, something written out, and or just do whatever feels right, stretching, okay? Maybe you have a hobby that you have no time to get to. This is a great time to do it. Maybe you spend time with your family, play a board game, find something, be creative, figure it out. You can do things, right? You can figure things out. And this alone, these strategies with your morning routine, your daily walks, the nutrition portion plate system, and your sleep strategy 3-2-1, you're going to have amazing results without needing to do anything else. Now, you can always increase and go, you know, add more to this as these get easier. But the basic principles is to make these as simple as possible so they become part of your life, because I've noticed the things that I've now adopted as normal for me, most people look at me and say, how do you do that? How do you do that on a normal basis? Like, don't you want to do other things? Don't you want to eat other things? Don't you want to, I don't know, not move? Don't you want to do the things that I'm struggling with? And to that, I've thought, no, I don't want to do the things. So I have gotten down to the basics of what's going to make the needle move in the right direction for you, how you can make these strategies part of your life simply, easily. And yeah, in the beginning, you'll screw up, but you know what? You'll get better as you continue. And the consistency is what counts. It's not perfection. So I hope these help. I do talk a little bit about the RX, which is your relationships, making sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that support you, make you feel happy, and they're not pulling you down. This is a whole nother topic. And then the X stands for supplements. So if you're deficient in some areas or you need to go see your doctor about some other hormone help, then that's extra on top of the meds. But, and I don't mean medication, I mean meds, meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep. And from there, you will be amazed at what you can achieve just starting here. All right. I hope this helps you. And I wish you a great rest of your day or night, wherever you may be. And I will see you in the next episode.